CO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Hamas says it has agreed to parts of President Trump's plan for peace in Gaza, and it said it's ready for immediate talks. CBS's Margaret Brennan has been talking to her sources.
Talks could begin as soon as next week to try to work out some of these details. But the White House is viewing this as positive enough that, in fact, the White House spokesperson just tweeted out a photo of the president of the United States recording a response to Hamas's acceptance.
She says there are a lot of conditions in the deal for all sides to discuss.
Things that were left out of this deal that we know were in the original proposal were the wins for the Israeli prime minister. President Trump took out the original language from the 20-point plan that also said Israel will not annex the West Bank. That was excised. So there's some dealing here that's being done, and some of the terms of those 20 points that the White House published were very general for a reason.
President Trump told Israel to immediately stop bombing Gaza. CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. We have a new candidate in next year's race for state Supreme Court. Races have been more high profile than ever. Last year's contest between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel became the most expensive state court race in American history. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up in 2027. Liberal judges have won four of the last five Wisconsin Supreme Court elections. Now a conservative contender is entering the race to replace her. Maria Lazar has been on the 2nd District Court of Appeals since 2022. She released her first campaign video.
I am an independent, impartial judge who strives to follow the law and Constitution in every decision I make from the bench. It is time to restore that level of judicial dedication to the court. That is precisely why I have decided to run for the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
The court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. If a conservative candidate wins, that balance would stay the same. If a liberal candidate wins, the court would have a 5-2 liberal majority. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A case of avian flu has been reported in Jefferson County. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has identified a case of the highly pathogenic disease in a commercial poultry flock. The affected flock has been quarantined and will not enter the food system. The DATCP is urging all livestock owners to implement biosecurity measures to protect their animals from disease, including washing hands, disinfecting equipment, restricting access to animals, and separating new additions to the flock or herd for at least 30 days. Poultry owners are asked to keep their birds indoors whenever possible. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in Milwaukee for Game 1 of the divisional playoffs. Last night, the Cubs eliminated the Padres 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on having to play his former team, the Brewers, at American Family Field.
Well, they're going to be fired up. They've had the best team in baseball this year. They feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. It's going to be a great atmosphere.
First pitch tomorrow in Milwaukee at 1:08 p.m. College basketball, former Badgers player Brad Davison has been hired as an assistant coach for the men's basketball team. The 26-year-old has played in the European League the past 4 years. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I felt somebody with his background, his youthfulness was important, his experience, and I felt that's what would help our staff.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, breezy too, and a high in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday, staying warm with highs in the low 80s and breezy. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. It's 82 right now.
On Friday, the Wausau West High School football team looks to extend their win streak to 3 games in a row, traveling to Marshfield to take on the Tigers. Hear all the action live from the Culver Belt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, K5 Construction, Rocket Industrial, and the Culver Belt Credit Union. It's Wausau West football at Marshfield, Friday night live from the Culver Belt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow. On Monday, we'll talk about one of Donald Trump's more puzzling budget cuts impacting the education of deaf and blind students in Wisconsin. For real.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. A Friday night version of the show. I almost morphed into an Italian accent there, Conrad.
Well, let's hear it.
A Friday night, a version of a night.
Please don't do that again.
That was spot on. Come on, man. Welcome, folks. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. We are hoping to take you into your weekend tonight with 2 hours of all-out, unabashed, unedited fun. Well, partially edited. Lots of stuff going on tonight. I did it again. Lots of stuff onto the show tonight.
What's up with you today? Did you have an Italian meal or something? Have a lot of pasta?
You know what I think it is? I think I had, like you said, we were talking about earlier, I had too much caffeine, and it's too damn hot out. I'm just grouchy. I don't know what it is, but I...
Do you have warm coffee on a hot day?
I do.
That's your problem.
I like hot... Well, I don't know if you need to escalate it like that. yeah, I do. I don't know. I like hot coffee. I'll drink a cold coffee, but I prefer the hot.
Well, mine has to be like ice cold.
On a hot day, but what's your temperature cutoff? I mean, are we talking 60 here, 80, or what?
All right, so I'm the opposite way, probably. I'll drink cold coffee in the winter.
Even in the winter? Wow. Yeah. I think the whole point of coffee is to kind of warm your soul a little bit in the morning.
I think it's for the caffeine.
Yeah, but you could do that. You could take a pill for that.
Well, it's not as fun.
Or a Red Bull.
Well, it doesn't taste as... Oh, Red Bull is, you know... You remember how you tried Red Bull that
in
one
coffee.
Time? And you're like... A little too sweet for me.
Yeah,
I don't
like it. I don't drink some water and go to bed. Get some rest and hydrate. There's no point. There's no reason for anyone to drink Red Bull.
Yeah. In college, I drank a lot of Red Bull.
Really?
Well, honestly, Red Bull trucks would come like every week. You know, like, or not trucks, the little cars that have the Red Bull thing in the back.
Those, yeah.
And then they'd be like, you want a Red Bull?
First
and
one's free.
And I'm on my way to class. I'm like, yes, I will take one. Please.
And they're free, and that's how they hook you. It's like a drug dealer. I mean, I'm just saying.
Red Bull drug dealer.
That's how I got in, that's how I developed a crack habit. So, on the way to class, hey, what do you got there? Fun show tonight, folks. We're going to talk a little golf, a little kids golf, a great program that is happening right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's a national organization, but we have a chapter here in NEWI called First Tee. John Sabo will be here at 6:35. He is the executive director of the Northeast Wisconsin branch of First Tee. So we'll talk to John. They do some really great things for youth, the youth of America. Won't anybody think of the children? Well, First Tee is. And John will be here at 6:35. And then it is a bar band Friday night, 7:35 tonight, folks. You know the time, you know the place, and you know the guest, Terry Barr. Co-host of Max Inc. Radio on WMDX, which you can also hear on the podcast at civicmedia.us. She will be here. She's our Wisconsin music expert, and she's featuring, tonight, We have an artist from Madison she's going to bring us, and one from Northeast Wisconsin here, who we've met.
The show.
They're great.
On the show.
Not even a month ago.
They did a live performance.
Two. They rocked it. Yeah, and it was awesome.
It was great.
Love these guys. So it'll be fun to talk about them again with Terry. I'm anxious to get Terry's take on them too, because Terry brings us so much music over the last 2 years. I think we might have, and a couple times we introduced her to someone. So that sounds kind of fun. And it might be the case with Horace Green.
Yes. Yeah. You know, as soon as they were done, I texted her. I was like, these guys
gotta
are
hear
awesome.
These guys. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, they have such a unique sound. That's why I really like them.
Oh, totally. They're like mixing different, like, it's kind of got some funk, it's got some psychedelics, some rock, some indie roots. It's just great stuff. And her second artist tonight, Shikari Desher, I don't want to say too much. We'll let Terry get into all that. But they're both great. So stick around for Bar Band Friday night, folks, at 7:35. And I want to get this out of the way because I thought this was a cool thing. We have a friend who is next door at Rising Grind Coffee, Jocelyn. She brings us free coffee once in a while, you know. And I'm happy to pay for it because she makes outstanding coffee. I make it sound like she's bringing us free. She's given me like two free coffees. To be honest, she hasn't.
She hasn't given me one. So
she could step it up a little bit. We like them a lot. They have great gelato, great coffee. And her family is having a kind of a fundraiser this weekend. But anybody is welcome. It's October 4th, that's tomorrow, at 1264 Braden Lane in De Pere, Wisconsin, 54115. Look it up on your on the Apple Maps, the Google Maps, or your Atlas, or your Thomas Guide. It starts at 12 p.m. until the food is finished, and this poster I'm looking at is outstanding, and they're trying to raise money for a family member who needs a lot of money. They don't have health insurance, and she's got Lyme disease, so I told Jocelyn I would put this out there. And if you want to go and have some food, it goes to a good cause, and it just looks outstanding. If I lived in Green Bay, I would go to this. I'm not saying it's not worth the hour drive to come back from here tonight, but on a Saturday. Like, if it was right after the show, I'd be over there mowing these tacos because this poster looks amazing. If I send this to you, Con, can you put it up on the stream?
Yes, I can.
Let's do that. Jocelyn's worth it, even though she brings me free coffee and not you.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
No, she's
she gives me free water whenever I go over there. So
no, they're awesome. She and Abdi, her husband, it's a great business, Rising Grind. Check it out. But there's the poster, kind of just shared it. And if you're around in De Pere tomorrow at noon, great food and really nice people, and it's for a great cause. So check it out if you're so inclined. I got this thing here. I got to move this from the stream. There you go. There it is. There's a poster. If you're watching on the stream, you can check it out. That food looks amazing.
Yeah, that looks tasty.
See, now if I'm you, a young single guy with an appetite, Con, huh? Go get yourself a couple tostadas.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
I've heard there are going to be a lot of single people there. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to I'm not that guy. I'm just saying. My wife went through that phase when we were like in our 20s. She's trying to set everybody up. I'm like, you got to tone it down a little. Sometimes people don't want that. I had a thing. I was sitting on my porch today kind of prepping the show, and I realized something about myself. I think I would rather be attacked by a mountain lion than have just some little thing that flies land on me.
Okay.
That can do no damage even if it tried. I don't know what happens to me. I call it bug spazzing. Something lands on you, and I literally freak out.
But what if the mountain lion lands on you?
At least I see it coming.
You're done.
No, I do the thing where I stick my forearm way down its throat so it can't bite me.
You know, that could mow your arm off right there.
It could. But it's easy for me to say that because there are very few mountain lions in Marinette, Wisconsin.
You never know.
One a month. Tops.
You never know.
Exactly. So I gotta calm down because it's not really, it's like, it can't even hurt you or anything.
No.
It's just like, it was like a fly or some type of horse fly or something.
You know, when it's like this type of weather,
yeah,
and it's those like swarm of like little tiny bugs.
Like the gnats or the mayflies.
And you accidentally walk into it and all of a sudden they're just all over you.
It's horrible.
That's terrible.
You know what I did about a week and a half ago? I walked toward my sliding doors to get out to the porch. And I walked through a web, but it was all sticky.
Oh.
And a friend of mine said that's when they literally spun the web.
So you just destroyed the home.
I did. And I didn't think about it. And then later, I think it was the next night, I look up and there's a spider web, huge spider inside my house.
Oh.
And I still couldn't, I just wrapped it up and put it outside. I'm sure it's already moved back in.
You know, I have one when I lived in Milwaukee that would be on my car mirror, like the left.
Oh,
mirror.
Yeah.
And it just, every morning I'd go out there and there'd be a new fresh
What is
web.
The deal? Why do they do, I know that happens to my mirror too.
I think you can get under, you know, get behind that mirror.
Yeah.
And then they like kind of burrow in there.
Creepy.
Yeah, but every morning I'd be like, all right, well, I'm going to wreck your home today.
You're a home wrecker. Hey, let's get to our nightlight question of the night. We got a good one. Here it is.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What celebrity do people tell you you look like? Or what celebrity do you wish you looked like? What celebrity do people tell you you look like, and what celebrity do you want to look like? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. We love getting texts on the app, and you can also drop us a stream comment at YouTube, Facebook, or X, or Twitter, or whatever, or Friendster. Drop us a stream comment. We will read it on the radio, and let's have some fun with this. I'll go first, and I said this on social media, too. When I'm in shape, I hear Sean Penn a lot. When I'm not in shape, I hear Chris Penn, his fat brother.
Oh, no. So,
it's terrible, but it's like, yeah, I'm one of those people when I put on weight, I look like a different guy. It's not even like, you wouldn't look at me and go, is that Pete? But with a few extra pounds, you go, who is that? You know, some guys get like, they get a little paunch, but their face looks the same. Nope, not me. I go full Chris Penn.
I have a picture on of Chris Penn.
Put it up.
Pulled up.
Do it.
I have it.
Great actor.
I'm just looking at you and going back and forth.
And I'm not Chris Penn Footloose. This is Chris Penn like, was he in Reservoir Dogs?
I didn't even know Sean Penn had a brother.
Oh, he died in like 06. And there. Did you have to find the fattest picture of him? Like he's a better looking guy than that. Yeah, but that's honestly, and I've heard when I was younger, I used to hear Michael Douglas a lot. I'd hear Don Henley, and none of them I minded. You know, Michael Douglas, handsome enough guy. But I was on, they call it the incline in Pittsburgh. You go up the hill, and it's like what the miners used to ride. So I'd go up the hill to the condo. I was probably 26. And there were these two girls that were like, you're Michael Douglas. Are you Michael Douglas? Why are you in Pittsburgh, Michael Douglas? I go, Michael Douglas is like 60. I might look like his younger brother, but honestly, do the math here. Terrible. See, there's a lot of nice pictures of Christopher Penn you could have picked, Conrad. That was really mean. What did you say?
I said Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I can see that. I couldn't even joke about it. My God.
I said Ryan Gosling, you know, but, you know, the celebrity I wish I looked like, The Rock. But right now he looks more like The Pebble, so.
Yeah. You'd rather look like The Rock than Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
You could pass for Ryan Gosling right after he was born. You look like baby Ryan Gosling.
You know,
those are both good looking guys.
I did have someone say something really, really mean to me once, and it hurt my feelings. It was someone I've never met. They just texted me, you know, on one of the dating apps a while ago. And it said, hey, you look like someone. I said, okay, who's that? And they said, Josh Gad. And I said, please never text me again.
You know what you should have said? Let me ask you this. Can Josh Gad bench 250? That you got to think, you know, own it, man, and go back at him.
You know, Josh Gad has, he's pretty funny, but.
Oh, yeah, very talented guy.
I said, all right, it's time to get in shape.
Sometimes you need that wake-up call. The worst I ever heard was Bob Green, who was a columnist for the Tribune, and he looked like, well, like Chris Penn's cousin. But that's all right. You're right. That you use that as motivation to get in shape. So that's our question of the night, folks. Have fun with it. What celebrity do people tell you you look like? What celebrity do you want to look like? Let us know. We will read your text on the radio when we come back. I'm going to tell you something about Peaky Blinders, and we'll talk some Cubs and Brewers. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Love, you feel joy, you feel pain, cause nothing will be the same. Just another night is all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby, I talk.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping. When they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. We're going to talk about golf and a great kids program regarding golf at 6:35 with my first guest, John Sabo. That's coming up. He is part of a group, the executive director, I believe, of this area's chapter called First Tee. John will be here in studio. That will be fun. Our question of the night is, what celebrity do people tell you you look like? What celebrity do you want to look like? And, you know, this is your blank canvas, folks, so make yourself pretty if you want, or outrageous, or whatever you think. Let us know what you think about that. Elon Musk is trying to cancel Netflix, apparently. He has 227 million Twitter X followers.
I saw that post today. I redownloaded Twitter today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because my friend told me, he messaged me on there, and it was he's like, super fun. You got to download it again. Wasn't that good. Not going to.
Now you're back on Twitter.
Now I'm just here.
I don't know. I just turned it off. Don't watch it. He even has it. He said they're like trying to indoctrinate kids through their programming. I mean, there's got to be a billion shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
If there's 1,000 of them that have a gay theme or honestly.
You could say that about any streaming platform right now.
And do they not have the right to make those shows? Should those people not be represented in anything? It's ridiculous. And he has a trans daughter, and most of his kids, by whatever, don't even know him.
I think after you name your kid like XYZ452, I think you lose all rights.
He's right up there with Nick Cannon. They probably get together and have tea and talk about kid names.
Nick Cannon has made better names than Elon Musk, I'll say that.
Well, they're definitely. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Elon's kids' names are out there. Are you a Peaky Blinders fan?
I am not. I have never seen it.
I have to be. I liked the first season, and I just never went back to it, but I think I am going to start watching it again. I kind of need a new show, and I think I might check that out. And there's a movie coming out, and then two more seasons of a prequel or sequel, and there's like five seasons of it I haven't watched, and it's considered, it's in the conversation as one of the best shows. So I didn't feel that way about it when I watched it. I liked it, but I don't know. All right. Go ahead.
I was going to say, remember when we did that question where it was mediocre shows or sitcoms, you know?
Yeah.
One of them that came up a lot was Two Broke Girls. I was like,
oh, yeah.
I've never seen it. So it's on the Roku. So I was like, oh, I'll watch an episode. I understand completely after
was it really bad?
It is so bad. The acting in it is terrible. Like, they try to make a joke, and then it stops for a second. Like, almost like they're looking at the camera, like.
Oh, no.
It's so bad.
It looked bad. And there was that other show that came out, and then Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23 or something like that. Then there was another WB show called Zoe Duncan, Jack and Jane or something. There were all those, like, there's a whole bunch of, like, kind of mediocre sitcoms in the 90s. And most of them didn't last long. And a lot of them, they needed content. Like on networks like the WB or UPN at the time, they needed content. But they put out some very mediocre shows. All right, Con, let's... when I left here last night, I don't know if the Cubs were about to win or had just won, but I know the Cubs pitcher beaned two guys.
Yeah.
Craig Counsell left. After you bean one guy in the ninth, you get him out. I don't think... The guy's not up for it. Get him out of there. Counsell kept him in. I think it was the same guy beating two guys.
Yeah.
And then he yanked him finally, and the Cubs held on to win. But you said you were nervous. Are you really... I mean, I know the Cubs won the season series, but it was like by a game. And I feel like the Brewers came on strong. And I'm saying this as a Cub fan. The Brewers came on strong. They were the best team in baseball the last half of the season.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's just it's a rivalry. So, you know, they're both going to be coming in just wanting to beat the other team super, super bad.
It is kind of sweet that we have no... Well, you'll watch football anyway, but like the Bears or the Packers aren't playing.
Yeah,
we get the Cubs and the Brewers. And it's going to be a gorgeous weekend. Like, this is bring on the bye this weekend, as far as I'm concerned, because you got playoff baseball and you got a beautiful weekend. But, folks, if you want to chime in and tell us who you think is going to win the series, my guess is it will lean Brewers, but give us a prediction. You could do that as well. 855-752-4842. Phone lines are open. You can also text us on the app or drop us a stream comment. Let us know who you think is going to win this Highway 94 series. Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah.
The I-94 series.
I said whoever wins is like whatever state wins, the state that lost can't go
to the other state.
Can't go to the I-94.
Can't use I-94. You have to take 41 the whole way.
It's just, that's what we're battling for.
Let's get to some of your texts. Our question, once again, is what celebrity do people tell you you look like? Or what celebrity do you want to look like? Edward from the 414 says, Eddie Mercury. I don't think so. Huge fan, though. That's kind of he's got a really unique look. You know what's funny? Rami Manick? Manuel. You know who I'm talking about. Malik. Played Freddie Mercury in the movie about Queen or about Freddie Mercury. I don't remember what it's called. And he put in, like, fake teeth. And I don't even think he needed them. Rami Malek still, he has a look that's like that anyway. I thought that was too much. But he looks like Freddie Mercury. That's a good look, Edward. You could do a lot worse than Freddie Mercury. Well done. John from Columbia County says, Kevin Macy. Who's that, Con?
That, I'm going to have to look up.
You got to go to the Google for that one, buddy. Stand by, John. We'll get confirmation. I want to know what John looks like. So if we can find Kevin Macy. He's an athlete, isn't he?
I honestly can't find. Oh, Is he a trumpet player?
I put Matsy.
He looks
Kevin Macy. Looks like a maestro.
Yeah, maestro.
That's very distinguished. Cool. Yeah, I'll take that. Very high class, John from Columbia County. Thank you, buddy. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids. He's in the 608. He says the unknown comic from the Gong Show. That was the guy that wore the bag over his head. Tyler says he's the spitting image. All right. Let us know. Keep those texts coming, folks. You could let us know who you think is going to win the Cubs-Brewers series. Have fun with it. We're going to be talking a little golf next. It's our last night for the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, our multi-state contest. I'll give you the keyword after the news at the top of the hour and some more details, too, as we get closer to that. We are coming right back after the news and talking some golf. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Marathon County Health Department announced this week the appointment of the county's new health officer. Caitlin Suganaka brings more than 15 years of experience in public health and expertise in trauma-responsive program design, chronic disease prevention, epidemiology, public health policy development, and community engagement. She will lead the Marathon County Health Department in guiding efforts to protect and promote the health and well-being of residents across the county. Wausau residents will soon be able to visit a Hy-Vee. According to a press release from the Iowa-based company, Hy-Vee will acquire the County Market store at 220 18th Avenue. The company will also turn the Circle K convenience store adjacent to the County Market store into a Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh location. The County Market store will officially close on November 11th and will reopen as the new Hy-Vee store on November 18th. Hy-Vee will offer the 130 part- and full-time County Market employees positions with the store's new owners, including access to benefits, employee discounts, and more. The Marshfield Medical Center in Weston will celebrate two decades of serving the community this weekend. Saturday will mark 20 years since the opening of the Weston campus. WSAW reports when the facility opened, Marshfield Clinic Weston Center offered medical expertise in primary care and 20 specialties, and it was the first Marshfield Clinic facility without paper medical charts. Now it provides adult and pediatric primary care and access to over 50 specialties, including physical therapy and surgical services. The Weston facility employs more than 925 people, including more than 120 physicians and advanced practice clinicians. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The great part is you just won $1 million on Wheel of Fortune, making yourself the biggest winner ever. The tough part? You filmed the episode in May and had to keep it a secret from your boyfriend and family for 4 months. 34-year-old Christina Derevyanik of Connecticut had just started dating the boyfriend and managed to keep everything on the QT. She held a watch party in Stamford, and her boyfriend found out while watching in Boston. Derevyanik also says, like most people who win a lot of money, she is not quitting her job, at least not until the boss refuses her raise. If you're looking for a film to watch at home this weekend, check out Caught Stealing. The Darren Aronofsky-directed film is a good caper about an ex-baseball player who gets mixed up with gangsters thanks to his goofy neighbor. The film stars Zoe Kravitz and Austin Butler, and it's definitely worth a look. Caught Stealing is now available to stream at home on video on demand. Check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, breezy too, and a high in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday, staying warm with highs in the low 80s and breezy. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. Right now it's 80.
On Friday night, it's homecoming for the Newman Catholic High School football team. The Cardinals will play host to Port Edwards. Hear the game live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also air on a tape delay basis following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. Newman Catholic High School football is brought to you by the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Rocket Industrials, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's Newman Catholic playing host to Port Edwards. Friday night, live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game can also again be heard on WXCO 98.9 following the Wausau West game. It's time for Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West football is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Rocket Industrial and the Wausau Business Show, Featherstone Cabinetry, K5 Construction, and the Wausau West Gridiron Club. It's time now for Warrior Football on your home for Wausau West Sports, 98.9 WXCO. And good evening and welcome to Wausau West Warrior High School Football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Live from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth in Marshfield, it's the Wausau West Warriors taking on the Marshfield Tigers. I'm Chad Holmes. A significant game in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, both in terms of the conference race and also in terms of the playoff race, as Wausau West, with a win tonight, would clinch a berth in the upcoming playoffs. A fourth win in conference would mean that Wausau West would be playing playoff football when things get underway in a few weeks' time. In fact, in all likelihood, they got enough wins already. But at the same time, you don't want to take any chances. You've got to get to that four to automatically have yourself a spot in the postseason. Meantime, the Marshfield Tigers, they're 2-4 overall, but they are 2-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They come off a win last week over the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders by a score of 24-13. It was a game that Wisconsin Rapids jumped out to a 13-0 lead. Then Marshfield came back, scored the final 24 points of the game. Then on Saturday, Wausau West, who is now 4-2 overall, 3-1 in the WVC, big one over Stevens Point, 28-21 at Tom Field. A 79-yard touchdown pass from Joel Gravine to Shea Jones with 2 minutes left in the game proved to be the difference for West. It was a big day for Jones, four catches for 133 yards and 2 touchdowns. Teagan Rasmus had a big day defensively, 9 tackles and 3 quarterback sacks. So Wausau West, winners of 2 games in a row, and now they'll try to make it 3 straight here against the Marshfield Tigers. It is an almost summer-like night for football here in week number 7. It is amazing how warm it has been, and I think tonight is as warm as we've seen in quite a while. So going to soak it up. I don't think it's going to last forever, but it's a big night for Marshfield. It is their homecoming, so we expect a very good crowd on hand, and it should be a terrific high school football matchup. Wausau West takes on Marshfield. The road team has had the best of it the last couple of years. A couple of years ago, Wausau West played an outstanding game here in Marshfield, but last year, Marshfield pulled off the upset at Tom Field. But the Warriors will look to keep that trend going with a road win here tonight. Coming up, we'll take a quick timeout and then come back and hear the pregame comments of the head coach of the Wausau West Warriors. I'll be talking to Matt Johnson straight ahead. It's Wausau West taking on Marshfield. Warrior football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
What's your idea of fall fun?
Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
Wausau West Warrior High School football continues on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Week number 7 of the high school football season, the final third of the campaign getting underway for the Warriors, taking on the Marshfield Tigers. I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach Matt Johnson. Coach, shorter week, but I imagine there's a lot of energy around the team after a really good win Saturday afternoon over Stevens Point. Talked a lot about it already this week, but again, a lot of these kids, numerous sports, haven't beat Spash a lot, so it had to be a sweet feeling for everybody in the program.
Yeah, it was a good game, and yep, like you said, with a lot of energy around here off of it, but you know, at this point, we've really turned our attention to Marshfield, and you know, you don't live in the past. You don't get to win that one again. So now our goal is to go 1-0 this week, and we know we have a good football team that we have to do it against.
I'm going to touch on it a little bit more because, again, it's one of those situations where you have to make plays throughout the course of the game. Every football game, I think we talked about this previously, it's a handful of plays, situations. And one of the things I noticed even during the game was the fact that every time Stevens Point scored, you scored. You never let them get a lot of momentum. And I felt that was kind of a key in that game. Did you see it the same way?
I did. And one of the things we talk about a lot with the kids is just that sense of competitive competitive resilience. Sorry, I forgot my own term for a second there. Competitive resilience. So something bad happens, you have that ability to get past it, right? Everything, nothing's ever going to go as you planned, or nothing's going to ever go perfectly on the football field, but can you respond to it, and can you not let it spiral out of control? So I think, you know, a little bit of that is I think those kids are starting to develop a little bit of thick skin. Like, yeah, they got scored on, but guess what? We got to come back out and do it. And obviously, it's easier when we can do it in one play and 79 yards, but we also had a couple really nice drives to respond to it as well. And, defensively as well, we had it. You know, we were kind of getting beat and pushed down the field, and with Tatum's interception, we kind of flipped the whole script of the game. It was going that way as well, right? They scored, we scored, and it could have gone very differently, and Tatum flipped the field, and then obviously we just kept fighting back as they kept fighting back. So great high school football game.
And one other thing I wanted to mention, and something you said talked about Wednesday as well, was during the course of that game, your offensive linemen took steps forward. And I thought Stevens Point, when they threw it, they had a lot more pressure. You had some big quarterback sacks. Obviously, Tegan Rasmus had a big day in that respect. But your quarterback had some time to look downfield and make those big plays, because your linemen, perhaps as a whole, may have played their best game. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I don't know if there was their best game, but they definitely took steps forward, and there's a lot more to take. But those guys are learning, too. We got, some guys that are, they're getting more and more experience as the year goes on, but they're seeing things, twists and stunts that they haven't seen, and they're starting to react to those things better. And like I kind of mentioned with you on the show the other night, we cleaned up some of those protection things and our rules and stuff like that. So, credit to those guys for taking that knowledge and practice and applying it come game time and realizing when he had to. But it was, no more evident than it was on that last play where Joe got to, do his full turn, got to read the first, and then come off and find Shea there. So had plenty of time to do it. And when we can keep Joe in a clean pocket, he's going to deliver. He has year in and year out now for us.
Marshfield Tigers. And this is an era where you don't see coaches last as long as they used to. But you have Denny Gale, who's done such a terrific job at Marshfield for a lot of years. And they're always such a dangerous team. And I think last season may have been the epitome of it, where they were needing a win. They were struggling, and they came to Tom Field, and they earned a W. Last week, they were down 13-0. They found a way to get a big win. With a Gatel-coached team and a program that has as much success, that you can't just knock that team down one time. It's going to be a battle for four quarters.
Yeah, 100%. You nailed it in all of those points. They come in, like I kind of told the kids today, tomorrow's a 3-1 conference team versus a 2-1 conference team, like a battle to kind of stay in the conference race. So it's not a 2-4 team against a 4-2 team. It's just not what Marshfield is. They've played some really good competition. New Richmond is as good as they get. So, you can't look at those things. We're far enough along, and we've got to compete and show up against whoever we play. And this week it's Marshfield, and we have a ton of respect for Coach Gatel. He's the elder statesman now in the conference, now with Coach Piolo leaving Rapids. But it's been a long time, and they've won a lot of games in Marshfield, and he has a lot of the same guys on his coaching staff that have been there for a really long time. So those guys know how to get it done.
They've run the ball very well. Carlson's got had some really nice nights. He had a big night last week. As you look at him, what does he do well? Is it you don't do it without your line, but as you look at the run game, what jumps out and be a challenge for your team?
Well, he's tough. He's tough. He's physical. He's fast. He has all the elements of a good running back. And then he does it from a lot of different spots. He does it a little bit from the wildcat. They do it from under center. They do it from in the gun. So you never really know where he's coming from. And then they have the nice complement with their big fullback as well. And they can turn and hand it to him from time to time too. And they're two different animals. Trying to bring number 18 down is a chore in and of itself. And then so you're kind of defending multiple things. And then obviously with their big receivers and play action being a threat, you got to prevent from being on your heels a little bit, because they'll just keep coming at you and they'll run the ball until they can't anymore.
What's it about that place that your guys like? You've had some good trips the last couple of times. It's a beautiful facility, but your team has played well there. It's always odd, because last year we're talking about the Road Warriors. You're winning on the road all the time. This year you've won 4 in a row now at Tom Field. You've only played 2 road games up to this point. What is the key after all these years about playing and coaching, about what maybe works or doesn't work when you go on the road and get off the bus?
I have no idea. Yeah, like you said, last year we did a decent job. We have our routine. We try to make our road routine as similar as we can to our home routine. That's always our goal. And obviously the bus ride is a big difference there. But, you know, we try to arrive and do the same things at the same time that we would do at Tom Field. But like you said, last year it worked well on the road and not so well at home. And this year, you know, we're not doing a lot differently, but we do look at it from week to week and say, hey, you know, how was the timing of everything? And kids are pretty, you know, creatures of habit at this point, so we want to try to keep them in a routine. And we've done a pretty nice job even at Tom Field with all the, you know, the parents nights and the youth night and all the things that go on, and staff appreciation night. So a lot of things that the kids are kind of pulled to do before games, but they've handled it all well. And, you know, they like playing in front of their friends and their family and everybody that's at Tom Field. And it's such a cool environment. And it's nice to be able to say that we've won some games there.
And finally, what are the keys for Wausau West to make the bus ride home a very successful one against Marshfield?
Take care of the ball. Continue to take care of the ball is probably the first one. We've been, you know, knock on wood, we've been pretty good in the turnover battle. We won it again last week, and in a one possession game, that made all the difference. It really did. I mean, that one turnover was a pick six. So take care of the ball, and I think we got to get off to a little bit better start offensively. We've kind of sputtered out of the gates with some three and outs to start games. You know, it'd be really nice to kind of play from ahead and like the competitive resilience nature, but maybe let's not use it right away by falling down 7-0. But, you know, I think you can listen to any pregame show anywhere in the world, and it's, you know, convert third downs and stay on the field and get off the field on third down and fourth down just the same. And I think that's kind of the key for us.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Coach of the Wausau West Warriors, Matt Johnson, will come back. Get you set for the opening kickoff. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast of Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club supports the Wausau West football student athletes in their activities and supports the Warriors from the opening kickoff to the final gun. Find out more about the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club and Wausau West football at their website, wausauwestfootball.com. Again, thanks to the Wausau West Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast on 98.9 WXCO.
Transform any home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for the kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, they bring each client's vision to life from concept to completion through expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all home upgrade needs, proudly serving customers from their locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Visit www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Chad Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth in Marshfield, as we are just a few minutes away from the opening kickoff of this Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup between the Wausau West Warriors, 4-2 overall, 3-1 in the WVC, and the Marshfield Tigers, 2-4 overall, 2-1 in the conference. In fact, looking at the standings in the Wisconsin Valley Conference going into play this evening, you have DC Everest, who is in first place at 4-0. Evergreens are 4-2 overall. They will not change their conference record after tonight. They have a non-conference crossover game against Chippewa Falls tonight over at Steam Stadium. But DC Everest 4-0. Then comes Wausau West in second place in the conference at 3-1. Stevens Point and Marshfield tied for third at 2-1. Eau Claire North is 1-2. Eau Claire Memorial 0-3. And Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 0-4 in the WVC. Besides this game in the conference tonight, as I mentioned, Chippewa Falls at DC Everest in that crossover. Then
Wisconsin Rapids travels to Eau Claire Memorial, and Stevens Point is looking to snap their two-game losing streak as they will play host to Eau Claire North at Gerke Field. Also tonight, it's a doubleheader night here on 98.9 WXCO. Over on the Sports 2 stream, again, the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app, you can catch live with Tom Weaver the Newman Catholic Cardinals in their homecoming game taking on Port Edwards. Again, Newman Catholic against Port Edwards can be heard right now live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app. And that game will also air on a delay basis after this game tonight on 98.9 WXCO. Also tomorrow, we have high school football as well. A Great Northern Conference with Wausau East at Merrill. Wausau East at Merrill. High school football tomorrow. 1:06 for the pregame, 1:30 for the opening kickoff here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Teams are back on the field. We will have the introduction of the starters and the national anthem and then the kickoff, so we'll take one more timeout and then come back for the opening kickoff. It's Wausau West and Marshfield High School football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Faux Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at WIValleyFlagFB.com. That's WIValleyFlagFB.com. I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm, also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Cam Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth as we are nearly set for kickoff. The Wausau West Warriors taking on the Marshfield Tigers. Thanks again to our sponsors, including the Cloverbelt Credit Union, also Rocket Industrial, and the Wausau Business Show. Make sure to tune in for a new episode of the Wausau Business Show tomorrow morning from 8 till 9 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. And thanks to K5 Construction as well for their support of high school football with the Wausau West Warriors here on 98.9 WXCO. For tonight, the Warrior D will have to keep a close eye on the top running back for the Marshfield Tigers, as it's been a very solid season for Hayden Carlson. He has rushed for 797 yards on 99 carries so far this season, a gaudy 8.1 yards per carry. He has scored 7 touchdowns as well. He has been by far the most dangerous player for Marshfield offensively. Marshfield has used 2 quarterbacks fairly evenly, Ethan Femmel, who is a freshman, and Treven Fries, who is a junior. Femmel, 34-65 passing for 499 yards, 4 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Frace has 23-49 passing, 178 yards, a touchdown, and 3 picks. For Wausau West, quarterback Joel Gravine has been very efficient so far this season, hitting on 68% of his passes, 54-79, 734 yards, 9 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions. Top receiver has been Shay Jones, 18 catches, 351 yards, and 6 touchdowns. And top running back for Wausau West, Miles Wallvogel, 79 attempts, 467 yards, just a tick under 6 yards per carry, and 4 touchdowns. Wausau West is wearing the road white with the dark blue numerals, the dark blue pants, dark blue helmets with gold warrior heads on each side. Marshfield Tigers wearing the gold jerseys with black numerals, the white pants, black helmets with the Marshfield M and Tiger logo on the helmets. Marshfield will get the football first. Wausau West will kick from left to right as you look at your radio or computer.